When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of Album for the Day with John E. and Jay.
Season 11, we get into a personal month for us. These are albums that personally impacted our music experience.
Yeah, a lot of good, not only music history albums, but like albums that we dive deep back in our own little toy box to not just bands specifically that changed us, but albums that really gripped and changed our mood, who we are, who we were, who we became.
Specific albums that maybe opened a door.
Ooh, I like that, definitely. And,
you know, I look at some of these and I look at stuff that I listen to now and know that I wouldn't be if I hadn't listened to.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. A lot of good stuff here. Both of us had a lot of kind of weird stuff, and
it's amazing we're friends.
But it's good to go back through it every now and again and listen to.
Album for the day, April 15th. Happy Tax Day, you devils. Today we do Face Dances by The Who. And it was the 9th studio album, and it was released March 16th of 1981. Recorded from July to December of 1980 at Odyssey Studios in London. Producer Bill Simzik, who coincidentally produced the Eagles' comeback album, Long Road Through Eden.
Hmm. Yeah, this is the first album after Keith Moon had passed. And so Kenny Jones took over for him. And I think he did a really good job.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Those are huge shoes to
very
fill.
Very strange shoes to fill.
Iconic shoes to fill. But Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, and John Entwistle. I mean, Entwistle is one of the greatest bass players of all time. Was able to lock it down as usual. Pete wrote some great songs, and Roger Daltrey sang like a crazy person. This is one of those records that you're just like, man, that dude can freaking sing. The thing that I love most, not most, one of the things I love about this album, the cover, it's absolutely, it's just crazy. It's 16 different artists got together.
British artists.
Got together. And everyone did their own portrait of a different member of the band. They were given a photo to
but they were commissioned by Peter Blake, who designed Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah. And the album cover is basically these paintings by these different artists all kind of put together. And it's just, it's incredible. I've spent a lot of time staring at the cover of this album going, man, that one's cool too. Man, that one's cool too. And, yeah. And also, when you start any album off with You Better You Bet, it's awesome. Don't Let Go the Coat is another great song on here that I really love.
It's fun.
It's kind of sounds like, if you like Pete Townsend's solo stuff, I can see this is kind of where he got a lot of his ideas from. It's like kind of where it sounds like one of his solo kind of album songs.
And we could get into Empty Glass.
Yeah,
and,
that's you know, more specific.
Chinese
what I was
Cowboys,
thinking.
If we wanted to.
Yeah.
This was in between both of those and had, you know,
a lot of it's Pete's influence is the band. He's the songwriter for the band. And so, but Did You Steal My Money is another great song that shows the power of Roger Daltrey's voice. That's one that I'm like, woo. And it ends side one. So it's just like you end it like, oh, I can't wait to flip this record, see what's on it. John Entwistle actually got two songs on this album, The Quiet One and You. And both...
You is great.
Yeah, both are great, but I totally agree with you that You is... It makes the second side, in my opinion.
So he actually wrote the quiet one so he wouldn't have to play My Wife anymore. And played the quiet one for 1981 and 1982, but didn't play it again after that. And they started playing My Wife again.
Mm. Yeah, I think My Wife
is a far superior song.
Yeah, in my opinion as well. Yeah, the thing that I love, well, another one of those things I love about this record is just the how Pete Townsend plays. It's not that it's like an in memoriam to Keith Moon, but you can hear kind of a sadness in this record that I don't feel in the other ones. The other albums had this power and like oomph. And this
it's almost
one,
like it's a little hollow.
Yeah. It's like it feels just like kind of isolated from the other records, and after this record it picks back up. I just feel there's something unique and special about this record and The Who. And The Who is one of my favorite, they're a top five band of mine for all time.
Well, I think there's a weird dynamic, and you know, we kind of danced around it there, mm-hmm. with our faces, mm-hmm. but the concept of, you know, Pete writes the songs, at least, you know, most of the commercially successful ones, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Keith is dead now. Mm-hmm. And I'm not entirely sure how we're going to do this now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if I want to give, you know, my Hope Diamond over, mm-hmm. For this project.
Yeah. And how does Kenny Jones fit into this mix? You know,
yeah.
How are they going to tour together? How's he going to be on the road? How is this going to work?
So
I'm right there with you.
You know, when you write the songs, like, you're investing, mm-hmm. especially when you're part of a group and, you know, having a solo dynamic is on the table. It's something that you've got to weigh within yourself. And I think that We've been big enough fans of The Who, both of us together and separate, and, you know, followed what it is that they do and how they do it, and finding out, you know, the stories behind, you know, hearing Pete kind of second guessing, I kind of wish we'd have done this song or this song as, mm-hmm. The Who instead of just including me. It on, mm-hmm. Chinese Cowboys or something.
Yeah, no. And what would the difference be in that song, giving it to the band rather than a solo project?
Because then it's not cool to ask the band to play your solo, mm-hmm. stuff that you deliberately excluded them from.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's a whole weird dynamic. This kind of stands alone, really, mm-hmm. in the whole lexicon of The Who. Mm-hmm. It's very different, but very, very cool.
Mm. Agreed. Album for the day today, April 15th, is Face Dances by The Who. Give us a follow, subscribe wherever you listen to us, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at @album4oftheday. If you have any requests, shoot us an email at album4oftheday@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
I saw you on the telephone, a voice too rough for cigarettes. After starting the podcast, you can search for the album, use the three dots, and hit add to queue. Now the album will start as soon as the episode ends. Woo-hoo!